Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A 29-year-old man has been remanded in custody to appear in court again later this month following an incident in Midland. It's alleged two men got into an altercation outside a hotel on Helena Street around 9:30 last night. A 37-year-old man fell backwards and hit his head on a curb. He remains in a critical condition in Royal Perth Hospital. The Federal Education Minister says today's roundtable discussion with his state and territory counterparts has demonstrated things need to change. Jason Clare says the group wants to create a national action plan with a focus on three key areas.
What are the things that we can do to encourage more people to become teachers? What sort of national coordinated action can we take on that front? Secondly, what can we do to prepare student teachers for the workforce they're about to enter? And thirdly, what do we do to keep the fantastic teachers that we already have?
Parents are being targeted in a new text messaging scam with offenders impersonating the victim's child, claiming they've lost their phone and need emergency money. At least 25 reports of the Hi Mum scam have been made to authorities. And a new hotel in our Great Southern is a step closer with a concept design released for the $30 million Middleton Beach development in Albany. Work on the 66-suite hotel is expected to start next year, with the accommodation to open the following year, pending approval. In sport, Dockers coach Justin Longmuir wants his players to build on last weekend's efforts when they take on West Coast in tomorrow night's derby, while he's expecting pretty big things from veteran David Mundy, who will run out for his final home game.
Hoping for eight. We want to make sure we send him out in the right way. It'd be like JK last week. We understand the significance of Dave's career at our club and he deserves to get sent out in the right way.
And Nick Kyrgios is back in the top 30 world tennis rankings following his latest win at the Canadian Open.